So drought is something that we hear a lot about in Colorado, and I would imagine that most people in the state have directly or indirectly felt the consequences of drought in recent years. But I think for most people, people in cities, people whose livelihoods aren't directly tied to precipitation, it can be hard to keep track of when we are and when we aren't getting enough rain and snow. So with that in mind, I'd like to begin with just kind of a simple question, which is, are we currently in the midst of a drought here on the Front Range?
It's a great question, and I like the way you put it, that people in cities sometimes lose track with the natural patterns of precipitation. To answer your question, if you look at the latest drought reconstructions, and this is from the U.S. Drought Monitor online, Colorado and the Front Range are in a much better drought position now than we have been over the last 13 or 14 years. So right now, if you look at sort of a snapshot, the Front Range is looking pretty good.
You mentioned that we had been in a pretty bad position relative to droughts over the last 13 or 14 years. Is there a connection between the type of drought that we've seen here in recent years and in California now and around the country and around the world? Is there a connection between those droughts and climate change?
Drought is a natural part of the climate system. Drought has been with us before human beings had a population sizable enough to make any impact on the climate system. The mildly scary part is this. In 2012, we had quite a severe pan-continental drought. And this is a drought in North America that is hitting more than one of the four subregions that they divide the area into. If you use the 2012 pan-continental drought as an analogy, this might be the hottest drought that we've seen historically, and it could even be the hottest drought that we've seen in 2,000-year records based on tree rings. Now, this is not a long drought, not at all. But what we see when we look back in time is that decadal long droughts and multi-decadal long mega droughts are part of the natural climate system in the Intermountain West where we live. And what that tells us is they are coming again. What is frightening to me is that with warmer temperatures, we're starting to see these warmer droughts. And if you were to combine a mega drought with a 2002 pan-continental drought, it's frightening to think about the consequences. And the leading climate scientists believe that there is certainly better than a 10% chance, and maybe even more likely a 33% chance that by the year 2100, Colorado Springs, Denver, and the Front Range will experience a multi-decadal pan-continental mega drought.
And so, what would that mean for the people living in those places?
Certainly, we'd be looking at diminishing snowpack. We'd be looking at that impact most importantly in our water supply, in that snowpack is what feeds the majority of the water that people in Colorado Springs and Denver use. The ski season, as we move into the mid-century, is likely to be reduced by 2 months or more. Keep in mind, though, that, you know, humans have a great ability to adapt to changes, and we're going to get to a point where we don't have any choice but to be extra efficient with water use. We're going to have to consider things that seem crazy, like storing our water underground, injecting fresh water into existing groundwater supplies. We're going to have to consider what happened in Perth, Australia in 2009. The people in Perth decided that they were going to take treated wastewater, and what that is that's sewer water, that's been treated and filtered and chemically decontaminated, and they're going to take that treated wastewater and put it immediately back in to the water treatment plant, which then brings it into their homes. And so I think that those types of things are on the horizon for Front Range residents.
As a scientist, as someone who looks at all of this analytically, how much do you personally worry about this?
What gives me cause for concern is when I remember living through what happens to be the single driest year since the late 1600s in the Denver area, and that was the year 2002. And in that year 2002, I remember everybody's lawn going dry. I remember one of the lakes at one of our beautiful city parks, a park called Washington Park, that they drained down to nothing. And I realized that that type of a drought was nothing compared to what we've seen in the past, and especially if we factor in the warning. And what makes me, I don't think afraid is the proper term, but what really makes me stand up and become attentive is imagining if we had two or three, or believe it or not, in the record, there's evidence of 5-decade and 6-decade-long mega droughts. And we couple with that population growth, and that's what makes me worry, and it almost just becomes overwhelming, and I immediately want to get into the classroom with my students and talk about positives that could come out of this or mitigation techniques. It's never too late for productive action. And the only thing that we as a society can do is to responsibly try to reduce carbon emissions.
Dr. Michael Kerwin, thanks for taking the time to speak with me.
I thank you for your time, and I appreciate it.